This is an MUT Radio podcast.
That is Ndovukazi hamba naye u Prince KB bethi gugule to kona like gugule to. I love that song so much. Good morning to you. The time is exactly 11 minutes past. Now on a Monday morning, umhlanga 9 September 2024. I am Usnaze emkhona kubenziver.
Large and in charge, chunky and funky. And in namhlanje we've got an amazing vocalist.
Yes.
We sort of vocalists, the vocals are
yeah, on point.
Amazing. You cannot replicate that.
Yes, she is a powerhouse Swati singer and a songwriter who's making waves in the music scene based in Centurion. Bangeloyo,
Ndlovukazi.
Kamalake onompumelelo Ndlovu. Sawubona sis.
Hello, Ninjani. Sanibonani, ngibingelele nabalaleli.
Yebo, bunjani mama?
Yeah,
I'm
excited.
Yes, that's so nice. You join us for the breakfast show. Hopefully, you're going to enjoy the show. We love your music so much. We just played your song featuring Prince KB.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a song that really did change my life. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, so your music, so you identify as a Swati artist, name?
Sure.
So your music beautifully blends traditional Swati influences with modern sounds. What inspired you to create a unique sound, Yako, or this unique fusion?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question? I cannot hear you guys properly.
Okay. Gitu, since you identify as a Swati artist. So we can tell with your music beautifully blends traditional Swati influences with Ama modern sounds. So what inspires you or what inspired you to create such a unique fusion of sounds?
I grew up singing in church, obviously, just like any other, most singers, they grow up in church. But I got to realize that most of the people, labakhuluma Swati, they don't really write in Siswati. So I was doing traditional dance in primary. So I fell in love with singing in Siswati, you know. So when I grew up, I told myself one thing, kuthi ngidokotula ngeSwati, especially because I noticed that people don't really sing in Siswati. Most of the Siswati musicians don't sing in Siswati. So I thought, you know what? I want to sing in my language.
Yes.
People used to say it's difficult. Siswati sounds funny. So I wanted to prove people wrong, basically.
And boy, did you prove them.
Yes, you did.
And can you share the story behind hit song Yako Qinisela and what it means to you personally?
You know, when Master KG gave me the beat to write a song, at that time in South Africa, there was a lot of suicide stories. So, there's a song for each and every season. So when I wrote Qinisela, my heart was heavy. Every time I would open my socials, there's an RIP, someone killed themselves. And it was just to say, because honestly, there are times where we look at our situations and think, but then sometimes it just takes you to say, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and just have a pity party, you know, and follow my dreams. So it was about because at that time, really in South Africa, I know suicide is still a thing now, like people are going through a lot, you know. But at that time, it was really rife. And I thought, this is a perfect song for a season.
Especially within Ama industry peers, ne?
Yes.
Where you were seeing a lot of your peers in the industry just committing suicide and kungabinda bayamuntu.
And then now moving forward to Heritage Month, since we all know that we just started Heritage Month. So to you as a Swati songwriter, what do you think heritage means in relation to your music?
You know, Siswati is my heritage. You know, for me as an artist, you know, it is about a sense of belonging and actually taking pride in writing and singing in Siswati. Like I said, just for to say, I've noticed that a lot of people do not write in Siswati. They do not sing in Siswati. Mm. So for me, it is about showing the world that my language is beautiful and my culture is beautiful. So it is about that pride. So I'm telling stories, you know. It's about the sense of belonging. It's about also about taking pride in who you are and what you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love how you speak. Oh my goodness. For the next 10 hours. And then now moving forward, one of my challenges that you have faced as an artist, and also how do you overcome them?
You know, challenges are the, you know, there's a song of mine, Lengi, there's a song that says Guyenyugela. Mm-hmm. In Gomalena, it was released with, I think it was 2021 by me and Opsa, and then there's a part where it says, You know, I think I've heard challenges in the industry. When I started, obviously, you know, when you start, sometimes people don't take you serious. You know, it's like, who is this? You know, sometimes, how about you sign here? How about you do this? So sometimes saying no in the industry, when you say, I'm not going to allow being exploited,
yes,
I'm not going to allow being used,
you become an enemy.
You know, so I think for me, as a young woman in the industry, the challenge was, you work with people, and sometimes you find people that want to sign you as an artist, and you say no. At the moment you say no, they think, okay, we've got powers to close some doors.
Yes, yes.
You know, I think those are the challenges in the industry. But otherwise, me overcoming them is me reminding myself that who called me? I'm a believer. I'm a child of God.
Yes.
And I'm a born-again Christian.
Yes.
So I believe that I'm called. And I believe that there is someone who opens doors for me that nobody can shut.
Mm.
So that is why I don't really get so frustrated. There are challenges. Sometimes it gets so dry. You've got that one big song, and then sometimes things are quiet because sometimes people are trying. There's those really that are gatekeepers. They're trying to gatekeep. They're thinking they're going to close some doors for you. But you're like, you know what? The time is coming. Because I don't really believe that somebody can close a door for me. So I think I overcome that challenge by telling myself, reminding myself,
And what advice would you give to aspiring Swati musicians looking to make a mark in the music space, in the industry?
I'm so sorry, but I didn't get that question.
Okay. What advice would you give to aspiring Swati musicians looking to make a mark in the music industry?
The advice that I can actually advise the people that are writing in society is to not to be intimidated by people saying, hey, you know, this Siswati really sounds funny. You know, I've noticed one thing, that on TV there is no much Siswati. In music there's no much Siswati. Afka kwali. So labanye labakulang Siswati, labanye bakuli be Siswati. Babe se baba na lendo will say, ah, maybe, you know, I must not, you know. If there's one thing I love about Makazi.
Yes.
Makazi sings in Venda. No mabandu batsi in Pachi. She continues to sing in a language. She's not even shy about the fact that she cannot speak good English. So I'm advising other Siswati songwriters to say, no, this is my language and I'm going to sing in Siswati. I don't care who says what.
Love it. And are there any upcoming projects or new music that your fans should be excited about? Sinje, sneak is a little sneak peek review. Nyana.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yes. You know, I haven't really worked on an album yet, and I am allowing myself to feel that when is the right time. But I've been releasing singles.
Yes.
The recent one is a song called Mvulemeso, and there's a song called Lomtimba.
So, okay.
still trying, because I've got a lot of music and I'm still trying to read the room, you know, with my fans. So what yes. I've been doing on my socials, I've been posting different songs, like songs I've recorded recently.
Yes.
So I am actually waiting for people to say which one to drop. I'm looking at the feedback from the people. Mm. So I will be releasing a single at the end of September, but I'm not sure yet which one, but I think by the end of this week I'll know. What I'm asking from people that love and follow my music is to say, please follow me on my Facebook page, Indlovukazi Music, on Instagram at Indlovukazi Music, on Twitter at _Indlovukazi, so that they can get to see what is next. Because I am still trying to figure it out, but I know I'm releasing a song end of this month. So, but people can expect an album in the following year. But for now, I'm going to be releasing some singles. Our industry is so unpredictable. I don't know what's next, basically. But I'm still going to be writing songs and working with other big producers.
Love it. CHLL album. Right now,
we're
borderline demanding it. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, Lana Guvubang, in a breakfast show. The only way to start your day. We wish you the best.
Definitely.
We wish you all of the blessings and God's light in jail, because that album is going to do the numbers.
Yes, and once you release, we're going to do the most and download.
Thank you so much, guys. I just want to say, honestly, when you guys contacted me about the interview, I was excited. You know, there are times where you don't really think that your music reaches certain people.
Yes.
Yeah. And for me, sometimes the going gets tough, and I've realized I'm getting love from your Durban, from your other provinces.
Yes.
You know, I used to be bothered that, how come am I not getting gigs from Durban or from KZNO? You know, I get, you know, gigs from other provinces. But, you know, every time people like you guys contact me for an interview, it reminds me, we'll say, ubalulekile
Ndlovukazi.
You have something. So also, I appreciate you guys, the excitement you have in talking to me, and kubonakalisa nje interest kwathi lokuningi ngami. Kuyangikhumbuza ukuthi even if the going gets tough, ngisabalulekile and abantu bangibona lengikwendako. So I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngibonga nebalanzeli and those that love my music, and put and ngicela nje kubakhuthatha ukuthi bangifollowe at Indlovukazi Music on Instagram, at Indlovukazi Music on Facebook. Ngiyacela ke nje nokuthi music kwami bawustreame kakhulu. Ngiyabonga, ngiyanithanda, inkosi,
nibusise.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.